Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration tonight to meet me here every Thursday night. And I'm so grateful for those of you who are taking time wherever you are to tune in, and that you'd prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your technology towards your greatest good with your phone apps, thank you for that wisdom. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones that make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful for you. Anytime I come to the airways, I am coming consistently with an intent to create a greater unity in our community, to realize that the world is much smaller than she's ever been, and we who dwell upon her are all family under that which we refer to as God. But I would further articulate it to say that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that breathes us, that beats our hearts, that is so perfect in its perfection that it has figured out a way to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere, at all times, beyond all circumstances and conditions. And we each are so absolutely blessed to have this now moment of eternity, and to be ever greater blessed in realizing that there is nothing but eternity, and that we should be in a place and space where we consciously care to be acknowledging, observing, and harmonizing our lives, our hearts, our breaths with that absolute and eternal reality. And to know that that is what the truth provides us. The truth in knowing that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to know that love is the harmony of that truth. And to know that peace is accomplished love. And to know that when we are in personal degrees of divisiveness within ourselves, that it takes away from the fullness of what we could be enjoying, that is the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as our own very presence. And to come to that place and space within ourselves that we have a care to relax in that peace, to dwell in poise within the very presence of the absolute, to have an understanding, an understanding, and an absolute resolute standing with that absolute and supreme intelligence that allows all to stand. And right now we are in a place where we are having to make conscious choices about how we're being, how we're living, and what we are supporting on a daily basis as to whether we are standing on behalf of life with life, or whether we are complicit and complacent with our own demise because we are serving the purposes of dis-ease, sickness, illness, wickedness, violation, degradation, usurpation, bastardization. And capitalization promotes so much of that, that we have to realize that we cannot have the greatest way of functioning in the world when we are in violation of the primary law that governs our lives, which is to be in love with life. To be in love, to be in harmony, to be in reverence and respect and appreciation and gratitude and thanksgiving for the gift of being itself. And where we support the violation of other beings, whether we are participating in their slaughter and entrapment, or whether we are feeding off of their carcasses, or financially profiting, so we would think, after the sell of their flesh, their blood, their bones, their body fluids, their fetuses, to have an understanding that this is the root of all of the sickness, illness, and disease. In ignoring, disobeying, not acknowledging that there are laws that govern right life, right livelihood, righteousness, the right way of being that truly facilitates health and prosperity and longevity and happiness and joy and delight and beauty and creativity and high ethic and high morals. And so we are having to choose which way we will live, or to take full responsibility for why we are not experiencing the fullness of the blessedness of our being as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that it is not its fault that we are suffering, experiencing the pain, the fear, the doubt, the lack, the hurt that we're creating for ourselves, and the blessing of experiencing all of that is that all of that is key to the reality that we need to make some better choices for ourselves, and to understand that nobody can force us to make those changes, but we consciously seek to be in the integrity of who we are as intelligent beings, then it should not be something to be forced upon us in terms of that which is truly in our own best interest, where we are being commercially sublimated to do that which is not in our own best interest, and we seem to be real happy about having those kinds of choices to do that which is detrimental to us, to continue to apply ourselves to that which shortens our lives, that which undermines the integrity of our being, that which puts us in a path of adulteration that literally is going to lead to an untimely, unnecessary date, tragic date with fate. And so the good news is that with each and every breath, you have the opportunity to be facilitating your own cleansing and healing and regeneration at the cellular level. That with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, you have the opportunity to choose a greater way, a greater thought, to truly exalt a full life's urge and intention to do that which is consistently in your own best interest over time, particularly where you are experiencing the consequences of not having been that wise, or having been that gullible, that vulnerable to the programming, to the miseducation, to those who've misrepresented themselves as if they were authority here, and that we could truly trust them because they dress real nice and they looked credible. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that as wombed men, the perpetuators of lineages, and men, the progenitor of lineages, that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting and perpetuating life and right livelihood. And right life and right livelihood is not going to undermine anybody at any time for any reason. And to be rightly aligned in the right thought requires us to really accept that there is inherent purpose in existence. And our purpose in being is to really be the perpetuators and the progenitors of lineages of people and to work cooperatively and harmoniously with the laws of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. So that Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures are truly benefited by the presence of all of the different hues of humanity and humankind, that we are not a detriment to ourselves, nor are we a detriment to each other or Mother Earth or Mother Nature. And because we are experiencing the consequences of those who were not rightly aligned in right thought, not rightly aligned in right livelihood, not rightly aligned in understanding and having an understanding and a resolute standing with that which allows us to stand, then we have what we are experiencing in terms of the global warming, losing coastlines, islands, storms, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, and it will only intensify until we come to a point in place where, as a collective humanity and humankind, that we are rightly aligned with understanding that we have the responsibility to correct ourselves after having been wrong for so long in thinking that there was no order that we needed to follow. And the order is just about the way of being that is consistent with being itself, which is harmony, which is life-giving, life-supporting, life-loving, life-exalting, life-serving. And for those ones to think that they can generate a good livelihood killing, slaughtering, violating, capitalizing, bastardizing, these ones will soon cease to experience everything that is the consequences of ill action. And it will not end well. And so we cannot afford to be ignorant of the laws that govern us. We cannot afford to spend so much time focused on the games of agreement and being successful capitalists and successful business ones when we are not properly aligned in being successful as living intelligences that have duty, obligation, and responsibility to the lineages that we represent. And to know that as men and women, as mothers and fathers, as grandmothers and grandfathers, as sons and daughters and granddaughters and grandsons and whatnot, duty, obligation, and responsibility is to lay foundation for greater ones, to really develop and cultivate the generational wealth of ourselves, to be properly oriented in understanding that duty, obligation, and responsibility in being is about our self-evolutionary development, self-realization, self-actualization. Developing our talents, our skills, and our abilities to serve life and the purposes of life. Because each race and nation of people, each hue of people have their gifts. Because we are so blessed with absolute and supreme intelligence, but we are not equally accessing the fullness of our blessedness. We're not equal in terms of our acknowledgement of the blessedness of our being. We're not equal in terms of our care to be properly aligned and harmonized in the exaltation of the gifts of ourselves. We are not equal in our desire to be whole, to be healed, to be all that we were born to be as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. But we all have access to that which is light and that which is truth, because we're all breathing and have a beating heart, and we can go within the stillness of ourselves and the stillness of these temples and exert a full care and desire to be in the fullness of the light and the love and the wisdom and the truth and the peace and the poise and the power by virtue of our asking for that, our having a desire for that, to really have no desire for anything that is greater than that, because that's where the greatness really begins. The greatness and the richness of our experience here. And not just for wealth and richness, but for the purpose of meeting the requisites for our successful graduation from the curriculum of Earth Residency in the School of Cosmic Wisdom, or the University of Cosmic Wisdom, which is what the Earth is for us as immortal souls. We're in a now moment where we can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we stand as a resurrected humanity. But we each have to care to be vividly self-representing in the integrity of ourselves and our ethics and our morality and our conscientiousness and our care to be harmonious with life itself. And that's a desire that we can each cultivate individually wherever we are. We don't have to meet for that. We don't have to go to conferences for that. We don't have to spend a lot of money and rent out hotel rooms and whatnot to have a conversation about that. This is something that we can do in the privacies of our own body temples to care, to forgive, to consciously focus our attention on the blessing of each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to create such a frequency of gratitude and thanksgiving and respect and reverence for the awesomeness that is being directly, that everything will shift towards the greater good in our lives, where we are properly oriented and centered in the blessedness of being directly. And when we can come to that point and place where we do not make excuses as to why we cannot exalt a full thanksgiving for the blessedness in our being, because it's not based upon how much money we have or what our circumstances and situations are, because those things will change. And they can change. And we can facilitate the change where we are no longer comfortable, or we have not taken full responsibility for creating joy and happiness and health and wealth and prosperity and good vibes in our lives. And so I'm the one to encourage us to have an understanding and an understanding that there is absolute law that we were given for our better good, for the good of the whole, for our being whole and not being in a place where we are holy, or having the substance of ourselves removed so that we are not living fully, not living well, not living really, but dying and meeting a tragic date with fate when we could be and should be creating a dynamic unfoldment and glorious rise in destiny. Destiny being self-actualization, self-realization, vividly representing the integrity of our own authenticity and care and gifts and purpose. And to know that when we are ready to leave the planet, we are not leaving because we've died. We're not leaving because our bodies were no longer suitable habitats for living spirits, and so the spirit was evicted from the body because the body was just so full of acid and toxins and organisms and parasites and acidity and disease that the spirit could no longer dwell there. But that we lived a full, loving, glorifying, honorable, honoring life. And that we just earned more and more life. And to come into that mindset that we realize that we're in school and that we are getting graded for our realizations, our actualizations, our efforts, our activities, our actions. And where we care to be astute students of life. And we will not run roughshod over our life's lessons, but we will internalize them and grow by virtue of them so that we are literally benefiting from every situation and circumstance, from every body, from every opportunity we have to grow and to be consciously cultivated and to be in a place and space where we literally are being shaped by hands of angels of light, that we are always perfecting ourselves, readjusting, internalizing, utilizing, synthesizing, being harmonized with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, and consciously loving our being. It is already proven that those who live the longest live closer to the earth, have a much slower lifestyle, eat very little, indulge themselves in nothing that really threatens their lives. But the simplicity of living is where the richness of life can be truly experienced. And those who have thought that it is as a result of overindulging in the richness and the fat of life and the dead, that that is what constitutes real living. It really is what constitutes real dying, and we do not have to choose it. And no matter how our parents and our grandparents or our great-grandparents lived and died, we are the beneficiaries of all of the light and the love and the ingenuity and the intelligence and the gifts of so many ones that we, as a humanity of ones, can truly thrive now. And we can realize that where we will take full responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards exalting a full life's urge and having a conscious impact and effect that facilitates a greater well-being and a greater wholeness wherever we are, then anything and everything can work towards our greater good, because we are working harmoniously with that which is the fullness of the intelligence of existence itself. And where we will align ourselves intentionally with that intelligence, then we're truly benefited. Where you align yourself with the purposes and the missions of those who only have profit and capitalistic exploitation at heart, then you will truly miss the richness and the wealth of your life. That life is such a rewarding experience in and of itself that we cannot throw living away and think that there's some richness that we can have because we had polished wood, metal, and stone things. We are here for the purpose of soulful evolutionary development and progression as living beings, as immortal beings. And our realignment with destiny necessitates our realignment with the truth of existence itself, as beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that which is truly necessary for our progression requires us to be breathing, not necessarily eating, but to be able to heal ourselves from being miseducated and not properly aligned with the laws of life itself requires us to have a full life's urge and care in being corrected. And that correction requires us to care to be cleared of the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual misalignments through miseducation and religious training and culturalization, as we are realigning ourselves through forgiving ourselves and consciously cleansing ourselves so that we are able to facilitate the degrees of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical healing, then we are truly coming into greater and greater degrees of vivid self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And that by virtue of the time that we came, the generation that we are, the life cycles that we're in, the vibration and frequency of the names that we were given, that in our life we have the opportunity to truly be rejoicing in the blessedness of being immersed in the reality of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be dwelling already in eternity, and to accept that this now moment is perfect for who we are and what is ours to do. Choosing life daily, loving life, exalting the full life's urge, and being intensely intentional in walking in your own authenticity is the key for experiencing more fully the blessedness and the miracle that are available to you as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're so absolutely blessed. And you're in an hour moment to be reminded of how blessed you are by your voice of a resurrection. This is Adama, heraldess of the eternal. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming with a whole hearted intention to really support us in remembering how blessed we already are. A lot of times we think that our blessings are going to come when the money comes and when the love comes and when all of this, but we're already so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart that now is our time to really count our blessings, to realize the real eye that sees through every eye. And that eye is absolutely and supremely intelligent, as the intelligence of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to walk in the fullness of ourselves, to join the global movement in exalting a full life's urge, to understand that the laws of existence in terms of the continuance of existence is always going to triumph. Everybody's not going to make it because everybody's not committed. And we're under the thought that no matter how you live, you can live consistently and continuously in violation and really be in a place and space where your destiny and fate is the same as if you had been completely lawful. And so I'm the one to remind us that we're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to be successful in our living, and that success is about our walking in the fullness of the truth of our true selves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we are here upon the planet in the course and curriculum of Earth residency to master, to learn to master ourselves, to be the master of our fate and our lives, to be in a place where we are harmonizing our lives with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with life itself and the laws that govern us. And being in a place where there are so many ones that are always sticklers for the mandate of men, but God's way is optional. And I'm saying, no, God's way is the only way. It's the real way. It's the one way that harmonizes all of us, regardless of who we look like and where we've come from and what we've gone through, that we are not beating our own hearts, we're not breathing ourselves, and we are definitely not charting the course for the Earth in her travels through the cosmic. We're in a now moment that requires us to really express ourselves, express the joy in living, to find the joy in living, and to realize that those ones who cannot find the joy in living, those ones who had all opportunity to really travel and go all of these places and do all of these things just to come to a point in place where they have committed suicide, it's because they were literally oppressing themselves and their selves the entire time. And that's what we have to realize, that under a global initiative that is genocide and depopulation, it matters how we're living. It matters that the light is triumphing in our lives, because as long as we feel as though we have the right to be wrong, we have the right to be mistaken, we have the free will to be out of order with the order of existence itself, then we will always be amiss our greater selves. We will always miss our greater prosperity and our wealth. No matter how much money we have, no matter what our bank accounts look like, the issue is that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And being in the greatness of ourselves is what the daily striving should be for. And in this now moment, our rejoicing in all of the pleasures, all of the love, all of the light, all of the triumphs, all of the victories that we've experienced, and to come to a place where we, in light of all of it, are still enthusiastic about our living, knowing that we're so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And to know that the time is moving quickly, and so the more we allow ourselves to dwell in the reality of eternity, the better off we are. So that we can truly enjoy our living. To be truly honoring for the blessing of being, to be honored by it, to be honorable with it, and coming to a point and place where it matters to us that we walk an exalted walk, think the exalted thoughts, come to a point and place where we really are not complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression, and that it matters to us
that we exalt a full life's urge carrying to glorify and honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent, even if we are not aware of the greatness of the ones that we've come through. But to know that because we exist, that there were those who triumphed over situation and circumstances and laid foundation for our existence. And that the greatness is there because the intelligence of existence is there, that which we refer to as God is there, that which we refer to as a supreme being is there already. And the supremacy in existence rests with the supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of all beings directly. And as we are becoming ever more conscious and conscientious of walking in the integrity of the light of love and understanding that this is where we truly have the greatest degrees of success and prosperity and wealth, because these are the keys with which we open all manners of doors that we cannot even see exist. The infinity of possibilities to come to a point where we are participating as the universe is ever expanding, that there is always more. And to understand that the gift that we've been given as a humanity is to be able to be co-creators in issuing heaven on earth as the earth is already in heaven. This is what we must do to be able to live in a perfect peace and a perfect poise, to come to a point and place where it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility, but also our joy to be alive. We all know people who have made transition recently. We all know those who have come and gone too soon. I know many young ones who have. And they were great ones. But tragic dates with fate are just as lawful as destiny. It's about what we're choosing. It's about what we want. And to know that there are no forces, no spirits that are trying to do for us something that we're not doing for ourselves. And it becomes very so we want you to be in a place where you are living your life. What I'm finding with those who are committing suicide is that they were tired of dying. They were not tired of living. They had not lived fully, even though they thought they may have lived fully. Robin Williams and what's the last one? Anthony Bourdain. You understand? I'm just saying that this is the impact and effect of what eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, coffee, cigarettes, and whatnot do to you. They put you in a position that no matter how much talent you have and how much success you have been killing yourself the entire time. And after a while, you just want out. Because people get tired of dying. They just rather die and get the hell on. And so I'm just saying is that we have to begin to exalt a full life's urge, to come to a point and place where we are uncompromising about our will to live, and to live in love, to live lawfully, to live honorably, to live integrously with the laws that govern us. You understand? See, people will always try to hold us accountable to what other people say. But it's not what the people say. It's what is the light. It is what is the wisdom. It is what is that which is going to lay foundation for the greatest good, for the greatest number. And in this now moment, there are so many ones who are striving with all they have to be in that place and space where they are serving the greater good of the whole of us. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of the creatures, and all of humanity. And this is the blessing, is that how, no matter how deep the racism has been and the sexism and the homophobia and all of that, love will triumph over all of it. And to come to a point and place where we realize that the intelligence of existence is that intelligent, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody. And regardless of what the other situations and circumstances are in terms of the conditions and how we have been programmed or how our hormones have facilitated our thinking this way or feeling that way, the issue is we are still these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. And we are each so divinely blessed. Our circumstances and situations are not our truth. Neither is our sexual preference or orientation our truth. Our marital status, our employment status, the only truth that we should really consistently exalt is that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And the cosmic conformity is in the multiplicity of diversity. And it's absolutely divine that we're so different. It's absolutely divine that we're so similar. It's absolutely divine that we are so versatile and so talented and so amazing. But it's hard to feel amazing when your cells are oppressed. It's hard to really appreciate the reality of your divinity when you are a detriment to yourself. It is extremely hard to get other ones to support you when you are undermining your own cellular functioning. And so I am the one to remind you that you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are. And so, whatever resources you have, whatever cash flow you have, whatever credit, whatever money, whatever you have, invest in yourselves and yourself, in your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, so that you can be completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are as this point of the presence of the absolute. There are those who always talk about God, 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 but then they smoke and they drink and they do all kinds of things to undermine the gift that they are of God. And I'm the one to remind us that we have been given one life. It's an eternal life. Let's stop messing up ourselves and start cleaning up ourselves so that we are able to walk in the integrity of the truth of ourselves as divine beings, as light beings, as light bearers, as lovers and lifters of the light, to be in a place where we are filled to overflowing with the joy and the thanksgiving, the rejoicing and the delight of living upon a planet that is absolutely divine. We're already in a paradise. We're moving throughout the heavens. And our perspective and perception of reality matters in terms of how we are responding and reacting and what we're choosing and how confident and how faithful we are in the things that we're initiating. Our coming to that place and space where we really care to be in harmony with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of existence, guarantees the success that we shall have here. But when we take it upon ourselves to feel as though we are entitled to be in violation of the laws that govern us, and we're entitled to feed off of the carcasses of dead beings, and we're entitled to inebriate and intoxicate ourselves, we're entitled to support the violation of other wants and think that there's some prosperity and profit that we can get from it, then we truly are cutting short our lives and putting ourselves in harm's way. And so in this now moment, as we know that the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the storms are brewing, the volcanoes are activating, that there are writings upon the walls to tell us to get ourselves in order, to know that the way that we're living is going to lay foundation and is laying foundation for how we're leaving, or whether we leave or not. And as we are remembering the divinity of existence and consciously caring to exalt our cosmic citizenship as our first point of citizenship, and not nationalism, not based upon what nations upon the earth we've come to, but to realize that we are always present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is cosmic, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And when our lives have been fulfilled here, we should be graduating the class of Earth residency as conscious immortals. And so our remembering and really lifting our voices up and claiming the truth of our being, and consciously caring to eat and feed and be nourished at the cellular level, so that we are literally promoting optimum cellular functioning through oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, and opening up all channels of elimination, so that we are literally imprinting upon every fiber of our being the truth of our immortality, so that every cell of our being will regenerate consistently over time. We were told that as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. And if we think that we're supposed to die, and you think that thought consistently over time, then your reality is going to be something different than your thinking consistently over time, that I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul as this point of absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You understand? And then how we feed and how we care for ourselves matters. It truly matters that we have the greatest impetus in exalting a full life's urge to be in a place where we're not getting old. There is no old in the realm of eternity, except for that which is the accumulation and the contraindication of all of the nitrates, the nitrites, the chemicals, the preservatives, the antibiotics, the hormones, and all of these things that literally have robbed the life force of the people, so that they are no longer water-based, they are acidic. Acidified to the degree to which they're always in pain. You understand? When your body is acidic, you are in pain. When you see people can hardly move, they can't stand up now, they're bent over consistently, it's like death is shutting them out because the water is not there. You understand? We have so much going on in the body temple that should not be going on, because the body literally is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. But the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil realize this, and just as they have gone into the tombs of the pharaohs and robbed them, and the sacred grave sites of our aboriginal, indigenous, and native peoples and whatnot, they figured out a way to literally rob the temples of the living god and goddess blind. Rob them of the integrity of their being, the wealth of themselves, the richness of their thought, the capacity for brilliance. And education has not replaced that. Our religious training has not given to us that which we should have been cultivated to realize is our natural way of being as an intelligence of existence itself. And intelligences do not kill themselves or their children. You understand, all of what we have seen is the evidence of how much distortion and degradation, the dysfunction, the devitalization, all of this sickness, illness, and disease that has become so common that people don't question it. And all of it is the evidence of our not having the proper orientation as to how to truly live. And those who are parents, men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, when we do not honor ourselves and ourselves, when we don't know how to feed, then we become a detriment to ourselves as well as our children, as well as our lineages. And where our lineages should be cultivated, and we are conscious of the cultivation of our generational wealth, the unfoldment of our talents, skills, and abilities, the progression of unfoldment, and the heightened sense of awareness as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and consciously caring to walk in the light of the truth of our supreme intelligence, so that we are always in progression as lineages of people. We will never have anything greater than ourselves. And to be under the delusion and illusion of cultures that are death cultures, that feel as though the people themselves are completely expendable, that they have no value and no worth, except for the labor that you can get from them, the sex that you can get from them, the money that you can get from them. Otherwise, they have no value to you. This is a thought that will end in death, because the intelligence of existence is all there is existence itself. And there isn't anyone who has been denied that gift. But to be under government and systems of education and religion that poison the people and the children, that intentionally thwarts their growth and progression as intelligent beings, there's no good that can come from it. And nobody benefits. But everyone benefits from love, from light, from being properly cultivated, nurtured, nourished, strengthened, uplifted, enhanced, supported, facilitated towards a greater understanding and understanding of the truth of the divinity of one's own being. It benefits absolutely everything and everybody everywhere. And so wherever we are, as we are consciously caring to dwell in the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence, to dwell as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, to exalt a full life's urge, to do everything possible to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are walking as a resurrected people in our wholeness, spiritually, mentally, psychically, emotionally, physically, as well as materially and financially, honoring, glorifying, radiating, exemplifying, magnifying the depth of beauty, intelligence, creativity, awesomeness, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is causation and foundation, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, the totality of all there is as existence itself. We are so absolutely blessed. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.